This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But right now, we are going to go straight to someone who's also on the chat, who has joined me on the line right here. I'm talking about Uzi Nxumalo. Now, Uzi Nxumalo, the way abamchazengala, they say 3 years on since she first captured the public eye with her viral cover of Mlindo the vocalist Amapleza, currently sitting at well over 1 million views on YouTube. She is a 19-year-old South African singer-songwriter. Uzi Nxumalo reverently marked her arrival with the release of her anthemic debut single titled Siyajola in February. Having honed her career, her craft, over the years and re-emerged as a polished star ready to make her mark on the music industry, Z recently joined forces with platinum-selling independent label Punchline Media to officially launch her solo career. Now, inspired by the likes of Kelly Khumalo, The Soil, and Brenda Fassie, Z is a potent songwriter with the rare ability to pen catchy yet meaningful music that tugs at your heartstrings. Now, despite having gone viral on several occasions and establishing herself as a growing TikTok star over the past year, Z is a muso at heart. Her quirkiness, humor, and larger-than-life persona has seen her rapidly generate over 500,000 followers across Instagram and TikTok. Last year, Z released her debut album, a debut EP rather, titled Kwa Nxumalo. And then since he's released in June 2022, the EP has already garnered over 200,000 streams and has seen her featured and interviewed on platforms such as Morning Live, Massive Music, The Morning Show, The Sowetan, and IOL. Now, just a year into her professional career, Z is preparing to start the year off with a bang with a new single, Sobabili, which is already out, featuring MFR Souls and Profound, the release of Kwa Nxumalo, the deluxe project, which was out on the last of Friday. We do have Uzi on the line right here with me. Hi, Z.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What a beautiful bio, man. I'd really like to know, first of all, Nje, I'm captured by the way it began. You started by doing a cover of Mlindo the vocalist, and now you've featured him on your song. What a full circle moment. How does that feel?
I feel very grateful more than anything. Sometimes I'm tembi.
Sometimes I'm tembi.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I can't believe it, because obviously I started off as a person of Ngayenzi cover, Mlindo, and I didn't want to be a musician, quite honestly.
Wow.
Bengizifunela ama-follower mina ku Twitter. Ngiyakutshela.
Come on.
I swear, I just wanted like a follower ku Twitter. The next thing people are like, but you can't just drop a cover. And then that's just it. Then obviously, yeah, good to influence. Yabantu plays a huge role. The next thing, you're like, okay, guys, let me just give you this one song. Let me just give you the next thing. So keep your album. The next thing. So sangana nomlindo. The next thing. So yabantu.
Wow. Wow. What a beautiful story, man. Wow. I didn't know. Sonje, you have a voice, but you're like, actually, I just want more followers on Twitter, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Wow, what a beautiful way to actually start a career. Now that you are onto songwriting again, umuntu mayifunela ama followers on Twitter, what then inspires your songwriting?
I think I'm at the experiences, but most importantly, like I say, mina angisu muntu oplanayo nanani, like, because even when I write, I'm a freestyler, I'm a better freestyler than I am a writer.
Sure.
Yeah, bro.
Sure.
And most people would remember that from a clip that I did on TikTok that went quite viral, where I said, mina ngibhali, ngixoxa
indaba. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Now, the song Pholile 2.0 has, you know, speaking of ukuthi ubhale uxoxe indaba, has some lit Zion church feels over there. Where did you get that? Where does that come from?
Umuntu ohambisa kakhulu ekhaya vele yabo sonto eZion and stuff. Yeah, like I say, listen, thank you, plain. It's just zen and just studio.
You know what? I guess Fagege Ifilie Sonde La Payana on that song. Wow, that's beautiful. Now, lastly, you now describing your sound, you also say your sound is a reflection of daily experiences, you know, especially in the hood as well. Why do you think it is important to actually capture that? Maybe, Mhlampe, simply put, what impact do you want to have on the listener?
I mean,
So
it's very, very, very important to go to, I become as genuine as I possibly can, because it's easier for someone who to relate. And like maybe you think Clarestantine, the next thing Kulumang and Pilas say Alex, I want to think of in Kappa's motor. Because you know when something is real. That's why I've always highlighted the fact that would say Ang is plain, it is increasing to and I think logo ngomlindo no azana ithi pholile. So basically ikhuluma ngokuthi amanxeba apholile impilo iqhubekile, you know.
Wow, that's actually very beautiful. Now it's so nice to get capturing those daily experiences, because there's quite a number of us who actually, you know, relate and, you know, could lean towards your music. Now thank you so much for actually availing yourself for this interview, and actually all the congratulations on being on the chart and all the best moving forward. But before I let you go, where do we find you on social media?
I am Uzincumal, absolutely everywhere, from TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, ZEE NXUMALO.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.